pale to the days that merit more praise than all the rest of the year. And welcome the nights that double delights as well for the poor as the peer. Good fortune attend each merry man's friend that doth bear the best that he may, forgetting old wrongs with carols and songs to drive the cold winter away. The court in all state now opens her gate and bids a free welcome to most. The city likewise, though somewhat precise, doth willingly part with her cost. And yet, by report from city and court, the country gets the day. More liquor is spent, and better content to drive the cold winter away. The gentry, therefore, cost do not spare, the yeomanry fast in Lent. The farmers and such think nothing too much if they keep but to pay their rent. The poorest of all, to merry court, once bears but a little sway. For a song or a tale, for a pot of good ale, to drive the cold winter away. Thus none will allow of solitude now, but merrily greet the time, to make it appear of all the whole year, that this is accounted the prime. December is seen apparelled in green, and January fresh as May, comes a-dancing along with a cup and a song, to drive the cold winter away. Says of nuts brown ale, to drink and carouse to all in this house, as merry as bucks in a pail, where cake, bread, and cheese is brought for your feast to make you the longest stay. At the fire to warm will do you no harm to drive the cold winter away. When Christmas tide comes in like a bride, with holly and ivy clad, 12 days in a year, much mirth and good cheer in every household is had. The country guise is then to devise some gamble of Christmas play.